This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Krim. The Vikings closed out their season with a fifth straight win, knocking off rival Green Bay yesterday 16-3 in Minneapolis. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy threw for 182 yards before leaving the game. When his hands started to get too sore to grip the ball early in the second half, it wasn't an easy decision for him.
In a way, I don't want to say because, you know, it feels bad on my heart, but I was happy I made the right decision. I learned from something from the prior week where, you know, feeling the momentum of the game, how well the defense is playing. When it gets to a point where you feel like your body is going to say, no, you can't do that, you got to, you know, put your ego aside and understand you got to do what's best for the team. And it's a similar situation that came up today. And it killed me to, you know, pull myself out. Never done that before, but had to do what's best for the team.
Highlights include Justin Jefferson getting 101 receiving yards. That takes him over 1,000 for the season, extending his streak to six straight years with 1,000-plus.
Definitely relieved just off of a difficult year emotionally and physically, just to come out, you know, with the attitude of trying to finish the game, trying to leave a mark and show the world that I'm still the best receiver in the league. It definitely felt great just to get that accolade and to really go into the offseason with a good taste in my mouth.
Harrison Smith and C.J. Ham were each honored in what could be their final game in purple. Each received curtain call type ovations. Minnesota finished the year 9-8. The Wolves whipped Washington last night in the nation's capital 141-115. Anthony Edwards led the way with 35 points. Head coach Chris Finch on his star player's performance.
Thought he was aggressive in the right places. He got his teammates involved, particularly Jaden, who we've needed to kind of get going here. And Julius as well. I thought those guys were really great, setting the tone offensively for sure.
Minnesota will host Miami tomorrow. The St. Thomas men's team beat Denver yesterday 92-88 in St. Paul. This is MNN Sports.